Welcome back to another deep dive. Get ready, because today we're plunging into the seriously intense and frankly sometimes pretty startling world of cyber threats in 2025.
Yeah.
You've shared some fascinating sources with us, and they paint a picture really of a landscape that's just changing at breakneck speed. We're seeing things like ransomware groups getting way more aggressive with this triple extortion that's encrypting your data, leaking it publicly, and hitting you with denial of service attacks all at once. And then there's this rise of malware actually powered by AI that like changes its tactics mid-attack to avoid getting caught.
The shift in adversary tactics is profound.
Yeah.
And it's creating just a massive challenge for security teams. I mean, the sheer volume and the complexity of the data these teams face every single day is, well, it's overwhelming. It's really no longer enough to just collect lists of threats. The critical part now, the real work, is turning that raw data into intelligence you can actually use to defend yourself.
And that's exactly our focus today: actionable threat intelligence in 2025. We're going to unpack what actionable truly means here, you know, how it's becoming the essential weapon against these advanced threats. And we'll dig into specific examples, powerful tools, and even glance at some of the wilder future possibilities the sources discuss.
All right. So your mission in this deep dive is really to cut through all that digital noise. We're here to help you pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge from the material you've shared so you walk away understanding how intelligence is kind of your shortcut to staying ahead of these cyber threats. Okay, let's start with that core concept and defining actionable threat intelligence, because it's definitely more than just like a fire hose of suspicious IP addresses or lists of known malicious files. The key isn't just the data itself, it's making it actionable. What does that really mean? It means adding context. It means understanding the who, the what, the why, and crucially, the how behind a potential attack scenario targeting your specific organization.
Right. Our sources use that great analogy. Are you just reacting to threats as the hunted, sort of always on the back foot? Or are you using intelligence to become the hunter, you know, proactively anticipating and defending?
Exactly. Think of threat data as like the raw ingredients, the lists of suspicious URLs, the specific file hashes, those indicators of compromise, IOCs. Intelligence is the finished meal. It's that refined knowledge you get after you analyze the data, understand the adversary's motive, their methods, and predict the potential impact to you. Data just floods you. Intelligence empowers you to make actual decisions. And this requires analysts to really connect the dots using things like behavioral analysis, adversary mapping, and forecasting the impact.
Okay, so with these incredibly sophisticated threats we're seeing, how is AI specifically changing the game? How are security teams using it to fight back?
Well, AI is fundamentally transforming how security operations work. It's huge. It allows security teams to ingest and analyze millions, sometimes billions, of signals coming in from every single corner of a company's digital environment. You know, endpoints, networks, cloud systems, applications, the whole lot. Machine learning models are identifying patterns and anomalies at a scale and speed that, frankly, no human analyst could ever hope to match. But here's the really critical insight. AI models aren't just faster, they're adaptive. And this is absolutely crucial when you're up against threats like that polymorphic malware you mentioned earlier, stuff that can literally change its code and tactics faster than any manual analysis could possibly keep up. AI makes the security response predictive, not just reactive. It helps you spot the behavior of something bad, even if you've never seen that exact piece of code before.
That predictive capability. Yeah, that really feels like the turning point here, doesn't it? Moving from just cleaning up messes to actually, hopefully, anticipating them. It's a massive shift in posture, absolutely. And, you know, the sources highlight Google's approach as a pretty significant example of this intelligence-driven pivot. They've combined their own deep capabilities with acquired expertise from companies like Mandiant, who are, you know, renowned for incident response, and VirusTotal, which holds just an absolutely colossal amount of malware data shared globally.
Mm-hmm.
The power in this combined ecosystem is what's enabling that truly predictive detection. I mean, VirusTotal alone receives insights from something like 35 million contributors worldwide. That's huge. Google then layers that massive real-time feed of potential threats with its sophisticated behavioral analytics across its own vast systems. This creates an incredibly data-driven defense system that's constantly learning and anticipating.
And this is clearly where the market is headed, right? The sources point out the global threat intelligence market is projected to hit over $26 billion by 2029, growing at nearly 18% annually. That's pretty significant growth.
That significant market growth really underscores the point. Organizations are moving their investment away from just reactive cleanup you know, after the fact. And they're moving towards proactive, intelligence-driven security strategies. It's about investing in both the tools and the frameworks needed to integrate this intelligence seamlessly into broader business risk management.
Okay, let's dig into some of those specific high-impact threats mentioned earlier. Let's see exactly how this intelligence helps counter them. First up, that ransomware 3.0.
Right. Modern ransomware groups, the source mentions LockBit 4.0 as a prime example. They're no longer content with just encrypting your data and demanding a payment. They've evolved to what's being called triple extortion.
Triple extortion.
Yeah. So that means they're encrypting your systems and threatening to leak your most sensitive data publicly and launching these debilitating distributed denial of service, EDS, attacks simultaneously. Their objective isn't just a quick ransom anymore. It's maximum systemic disruption. They want to cause chaos. So the intelligence needed here is really complex. You need to be monitoring, say, dark web forums for early chatter about your sector or your company. You need to be watching for signs of DDoS attack infrastructure being spun up, maybe targeting you. And you need to be analyzing internal data flows all at the same time to try and intercept these multi-pronged attacks before they land.
Okay, AI-powered malware. I mean, that just sounds like something out of a movie, but it's real.
Oh, it's very real. And it's perhaps one of the scariest developments we're seeing. These new malware families are using generative AI to create highly adaptive polymorphic code.
Polymorphic meaning it changes shape.
Exactly. The code can actually rewrite itself on the fly to evade traditional signature-based detection tools. You know, they kind of look for a specific known file. Some of the advanced variants are even testing themselves in sandboxed environments, simulating attacks to refine their payloads and increase their chances of success against real defenses. It's quite sophisticated. And the core insight here is crucial. Traditional signature-based tools, they're essentially obsolete against this kind of adaptability. They just can't keep up. They can't detect something that's constantly changing its form.
Mm.
Only behavioral anomaly detection, powered by adaptive AI, has a real chance of keeping up by identifying the actions of the malware rather than its specific code fingerprint.
And then there's the supply chain domino effect, that example in the source. 18,000 clients compromised in under an hour after a cloud vendor was hit. That's genuinely alarming.
That incident really underscores how interconnected and frankly how fragile our digital ecosystems have become. It's just no longer sufficient to only secure your own organization's perimeter. You must have continuous visibility into the security posture of your critical partners and suppliers. This means leveraging things like third-party risk intelligence platforms to monitor risks that are entirely outside your own network but could directly, devastatingly impact you. So how does AI and machine learning actually put this intelligence to work day to day? Well, a huge area is threat prioritization. Sources mention platforms like Stellar Cyber Processing over 2 million indicators of compromise every single day.
2 million a day. Wow.
Yeah, just imagine the noise. So the key insight here is that these platforms use industry-specific risk models to assign a context-based score to each potential threat. This dramatically reduces that alert fatigue for security analysts. I mean, think about it. Security operations centers, SOCs, can receive thousands, maybe 4,500 plus alerts daily. Most are just low priority noise. The sources give an example of one manufacturer that actually caught 3 zero-day exploits precisely because AI prioritized the high risk anomalies. Anomalies that would have otherwise just been lost in the sheer volume of alerts.
So it's not just about getting the data, it's getting the data that points you to what actually matters right now.
Exactly. Exactly right. And predictive risk modeling takes this even further. Frameworks like Cirrus, mentioned in the source, they combine traditional vulnerability databases, like CVEs, those standardized identifiers for known security weaknesses, with intelligence gathered from, say, dark web surveillance and other feeds. There's an example of a pharmaceutical company that used this method to identify and patch a critical vulnerability in their IoT devices weeks before that specific vulnerability was actively exploited out in the wild. So these predictive models enable smarter, risk-based patching. It allows teams to focus their limited resources on the vulnerabilities most likely to be targeted now, not just everything on a list. And here's a fascinating new frontier the sources touch on, machine identity intelligence.
Machine identity, what does that mean exactly?
Okay, so machine identities, these are things like digital certificates, API keys, credentials used by cloud workloads, containers, automated systems, basically non-human users.
Mm.
These now vastly outnumber human user identities in most organizations. And if they're not properly managed and monitored, they become prime targets for attackers. Easy pickings sometimes. though of course mentions a tech company that automated the rotation of digital certificates for 500,000 cloud workloads using this kind of identity intelligence. And that effectively shut down a major vector for credential stuffing attacks against those systems. Embedding this kind of identity intelligence directly into DevOps workflows is becoming, well, non-negotiable, really.
Let's zoom in a bit on Google's specific predictive threat intelligence architecture. It was mentioned in the source material from RSA 2024. What did they reveal about how it actually works?
Yeah, they detail the system that uses advanced behavioral analysis. So focusing on how systems and files are behaving rather than just their static signatures to detect 92% of ransomware while it's encrypting mid-process.
Mid-encryption. That's impressive.
It is. And their models also analyze millions of emails to reduce false positives in phishing detection by over 50%, which, again, means security analysts spend much less time chasing down non-threats and can focus on real issues. And a really powerful capability they highlighted is how analysts can use natural language queries, almost like using a search engine for security data. You could type something like, "Show me all activity related to APT29 targeting our SSO credentials over the last week." And the system rapidly surfaces the relevant timelines, linked indicators, recommended actions. It's very intuitive. This search-like experience really democratizes cybersecurity analysis. It makes it possible for less experienced analysts to operate with the effectiveness of, you know, seasoned threat hunters.
And what are organizations actually seeing in terms of real-world impact? You know, the ROI from systems like these.
The statistics in the source are pretty compelling. Organizations deploying these intelligence systems saw their mean time to detect, or MTTD, an incident drop significantly by 40%. 40%.
Yeah.
And their mean time to respond, MTTR, also improved, leading to remediation costs falling by 31%. These improvements come from having much better visibility across the entire digital footprint, the ability to quickly correlate seemingly disparate pieces of data, and giving analysts intuitive tools they can actually use effectively. And importantly, the integration of Mandiant's deep human expertise ensures these complex AI models are continuously refined and accurate. It's not just AI alone. Now, just gathering intelligence, no matter how good it is, isn't enough, right? The real value comes from operationalizing it, turning that insight into immediate, preferably automated action. This is where platforms like Splunk, Sumo Logic, and XSR become really critical. They enable real-time response orchestration using automated playbooks. So when a specific threat or anomaly is detected and scored as high risk by the intelligence system, an automated playbook can kick off instantly. You know, isolate a machine, block an IP address, revoke a credential, achieving a machine speed reaction before attackers can cause significant damage.
And how do those aggregation platforms you mentioned earlier help with that just overwhelming flood of data?
Right. So these systems pull in threat feeds from every possible source. You know, commercial threat intelligence vendors, open source feeds, dark web monitoring, the works. Then AI agents, the source mentions one called ZBrain, work in the background to cluster similar alerts together. This is absolutely key to removing redundancy and dramatically improving that signal-to-noise ratio. For SOC teams facing, like we said, 4,500 or more alerts daily, this isn't just helpful, it's essential for preventing burnout. Total overload otherwise. The source noted that this clustering approach reduced analyst workload by 79% in one beta program. 79%.
Wow, that frees up a lot of time.
Exactly. It allows teams to focus on the truly unique and critical threats that genuinely require human investigation and expertise. And automation also directly helps address that significant cyber skills gap we keep hearing about. The source material highlights that 72% of companies report a lack of qualified security staff. That's a huge number.
72%.
Yeah. So tools like MITRE's AT&CK Workbench, which provides a structured way to map adversary tactics and techniques, can now auto-generate response playbooks based on that framework. These playbooks essentially walk a junior analyst step-by-step through the necessary response process for common incidents. It ensures that Tier 1 issues are handled efficiently and correctly, even without needing deep senior-level expertise for every single alert. And when an alert does come in, these platforms can also automatically enrich it with context. So data about the attacker's typical behavior, maybe their geographic region, their likely motive, the specific industry they're targeting, all that context. They can even auto-generate narratives explaining the context of a complex attack, making it much easier for less experienced staff to quickly grasp what they're seeing and respond confidently. And just to circle back to detection for a moment, traditional machine learning models often struggle to identify threats they've never encountered before, you know, zero history threats, brand new stuff.
The source points out that hybrid models, where human threat hunters work collaboratively alongside AI systems,
are proving much better at identifying these completely novel attack vectors. These hybrid human AI teams are catching 58% more previously unknown threats by combining the AI's raw processing power with human intuition and, you know, that deep understanding of attacker psychology.
The power of shared intelligence really comes through in the source material too, doesn't it? That KV botnet attack example is a stark reminder that we're all kind of connected in this fight.
Oh, absolutely. That case is a perfect illustration. During the KV botnet incident, within a mere 72 hours.
72 hours.
Yeah, just 3 days. Security researchers and the affected organizations collaborated intensely. They mapped 812 command and control servers being used by this botnet across 37 different countries. Sharing that intelligence rapidly through trusted information sharing frameworks, things like SDIX and TACRIA, which are standards for structuring and sharing threat intel data to make it machine readable and interoperable, that sharing enabled coordinated takedowns of those C2 servers. And this collective action is estimated to have saved roughly $900 million in potential damages to critical infrastructure.
$900 million saved through collaboration.
Exactly. The undeniable takeaway from that example is that no single organization can solve this alone. Cybersecurity success in 2025 and beyond fundamentally depends on real-time intelligence sharing and active collaboration across industries and even borders.
Looking ahead now, what are some of the future threats mentioned in the sources that seem almost, well, almost futuristic? You mentioned quantum space,
yeah,
neurosecurity.
Yeah, the sources definitely peer into some intriguing, maybe slightly unsettling areas. There's the concern of quantum-driven threats, basically. The risk that adversaries are already harvesting vast amounts of today's encrypted data, just storing it. They're anticipating they'll be able to decrypt it later once sufficiently powerful quantum computers actually exist. The harvest now, decrypt later problem.
Yeah.
Then there are threats from outer space. I mean, with critical infrastructure increasingly reliant on satellites and even discussions of things like lunar data centers, space-based threat intelligence is becoming a tangible field. Apparently, NATO is reportedly even conducting cyber-astro drills.
Okay.
Right. And perhaps most uniquely, the sources mentioned the rise of neurosecurity. Securing our mental biosignals as brain-computer interfaces become more advanced, potentially protecting what could become the most sensitive class of private data imaginable in the coming decade.
Mind-boggling stuff.
It really is. Mm. But, you know, amidst all this advanced tech and future gazing, the sources also correctly emphasize the foundational importance of culture. It's not just about tools. It's not just about deploying the latest AI gadget. It's about cultivating an intelligence-led security culture throughout the entire organization. And this means embedding threat intelligence into the daily operations of the security team, sure, but also discussing it at the board level as a core business risk and integrating it into how you vet and manage relationships with your third-party vendors and partners. It has to permeate the organization.
And for organizations making these significant investments in tools and culture, how do they actually measure if their intelligence efforts are paying off? How do they know it's working?
That's a crucial question. The sources provide key metrics for measuring that return on investment, the ROI. You should definitely be tracking things like your mean time to detect, that MTTD we mentioned, an incident. Your mean time to respond, MTTR, to contain it. Also, the overall reduction in false positives your analysts are facing, are they chasing fewer ghosts? And your successful threat containment rate, are you actually stopping attacks? Tracking these key performance indicators, these KPIs, ensures that your intelligence efforts aren't just generating interesting data points, but are truly improving your security posture and delivering tangible business results. And just to bring it back to practical application for a moment, the sources mentioned several leading platforms and tools in the cyber threat analysis space people might recognize. Things like Google Chronicle, Microsoft Defender Threat Intelligence, Recorded Future, IBM X-Force Exchange, VirusTotal, of course, and AlienVault OTX. Each offers different capabilities naturally, but they all contribute to building that essential picture of the threat landscape. And leveraging Google's specific ecosystem, as we discussed earlier, combining Chronicle for analysis, integrating it with intelligence from systems like Gmail's massive data on malicious patterns, using VirusTotal for global file analysis, and bringing in Mandiant's human-driven expertise in that case. That really helps organizations make that critical pivot from purely reactive ticketing cleanup to proactive, predictive analysis. It provides, ideally, complete visibility across the entire threat lifecycle. And generative AI isn't just for detecting threats. It's also being used, according to the source, for some pretty sophisticated threat scenario simulations. Companies can actually use large language models to build detailed, realistic breach scenarios based on emerging attacker tactics, techniques, and procedures.
This helps them stress test their systems and refine their incident response playbooks before they face a real attack. It's like a virtual fire drill.
Practicing before the real thing.
Exactly. Ultimately, the core synergy highlighted by the sources is really bringing together massive search and index capabilities, a global real-time intelligence feed, and elite human responders. Think about combining the power of something like Google Search's ability to index and retrieve information almost instantly, VirusTotal's real-time global threat data feed, and Mandiant's deep human understanding of adversaries, their motives, their tactics. This combination offers potentially unmatched threat visibility. It dramatically reduces attacker dwell time, how long they're inside before you spot them, and fundamentally strengthens defenses in ways that were previously just impossible. And according to the source material provided, companies like Technigian specialize in helping organizations implement these kinds of scalable, actionable threat intelligence frameworks. The source indicates they assist with integrating AI-based detection tools, deploying and managing ecosystems like Google Chronicle and VirusTotal, building custom response playbooks tailored to frameworks like MITRE, ATT, and CK. Also, automating critical security tasks like machine identity management and setting up those real-time dashboards needed to track key threat metrics and demonstrate that all-important ROI.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, the core message feels pretty clear, doesn't it? Cybersecurity in 2025 is just vastly different from even just a few years ago. It's moved way beyond simply having, you know, firewalls and basic antivirus software. That's table stakes now.
Absolutely. The landscape demands anticipation, adaptation, and intelligence. It's all about being proactive. As the threats become more sophisticated, faster, more automated, our defenses must become predictive and automated in response. Leveraging actionable threat intelligence, utilizing these powerful tools from AI to integrated ecosystems, well, it's no longer optional. It's essential for survival.
And that point about collaboration, too, really striking. No one is an island anymore in this space. Sharing intelligence through trusted frameworks is just crucial.
It truly is a collective effort. We're stronger together. And perhaps the provocative thought to leave you, the listener, with today, building on everything we've discussed, given the sheer speed at which novel threats like AI-powered malware and even potentially disruptive things like quantum computing risks are evolving, how might our very definition of what constitutes truly proactive security need to continuously adapt and change, maybe even month by month, in the years immediately ahead?
A lot to consider there. Definitely food for thought. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into actionable threat intelligence based entirely on the sources you provided. We really encourage you to mull over these ideas and think about how they might apply or need to apply in your own context.